like flying to Mars. To dig the sound of the ghost guitar.
Ghost Guitars by Baron Damon and the Vampires, and my spooky friend has some info, I guess.
Yes, Baron Damon was a horror host. There were many in the 50s and 60s that kept the old horror movies alive on television, and Baron Damon did one of his records, and then Morgus the Magnificent, they had records about him, he did records, and there were many more. Zachary was one. Then it would track. Yes, they were wonderful.
All right, before that was The Mummy by The Naturals. Before that was Frankenstein's Den by The Hollywood Flames. And starting off that set was House of Horrors by Merv Griffin. Any info on that guy?
Well, he was just a talk show host. He wasn't like a really good horror host. He's just an average jerk.
Well, I guess you don't think too much of Merv Griffin. But,
well, that's the best thing he ever did was the record.
Well, there you go. House of Horrors by Merv Griffin.
They used to call him Merv the Perv.
Lovely. You're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org with my spooky guests on this Hallows Eve. Yeah, so Halloween Part 2 and Halloween Part 1 is uploaded to the killradio.org homepage. Next up, I've got a pretty good set. I'm going to call it Don't Lose Your Head. It's a lot of headless songs, basically. It's going to start off with The Headless Ghost by The Nightmares here at Lost in Paradise.
Comes around by night looking for folks to scare. You can recognize this crazy cat, cause he ain't got no head.
You don't need no cream, old Charlie.
They say Tom Dooley hang down your head in that song they sang, but the headless ghost just laughed and laughed, cause he had no head to hang.
Mr. Grinner, we might as well get rid of this rogue.
There's time when things from the headless ghost, but he don't let it show. Boy can't get mad and blow his top, cause he got no top to blow.
He ain't even got a wig to flip.
The headless ghost wears a long white sheet. He looks so sharp in that, but he moans and groans, cause he ain't got no place to wear a hat.
yeah, but look at the tipsy babe, cause he ain't got no hat to check.
They say, Tom Dooley, hang down your head, in that song they sang. But the headless ghost just laughed and laughed, cause he had no head to hang.
Mr. Grinner, we might as well get rid of this rope.
It's time to think of the headless ghost, but he don't let it show. For he can't get mad and blow his top, cause he got no top to blow.
He ain't got a wig to flip.
The headless ghost comes around by night, looking for folks to scare. You can recognize this crazy cat, cause he ain't got no hair.
Head roll down the rail.
Every night on the mountaintop, there's a lady there.
black. And every night on the mountaintop, she's swinging a paper sack. She'll howl, howl at the moon. The moon went in too soon. She can't find her head.
When I'm sitting by my window, when I'm lying in bed, I can hear her walking on the mountaintop, looking, dear Lord, for her head. She's looking, dear Lord, for her head. The only trouble is I dream, mining all day the scene, awake in the night with the midnight fright, thinking about that bloody scream.
Every night on the mountaintop, there's a lady there dressed in black. And every night on the mountaintop, she's swinging a paper sack. She'll howl, howl at the moon. The moon went in too soon. She can't find her head.
Hey man, you seen my head rolling around here?
Legend of Sleepy Hollow by the Monotones. You heard that record maybe a couple of weeks ago. It's a new record, which I spun on a previous show, but obviously it fit really well in tonight's theme. So there you go, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow by the Monotones. And I got a special guest, and he's got some info on that record for us.
Oh, yes. This is William Ledesse. I don't have my notes here because Angel Baby just called me about a half hour ago and had me come down to make a statement. This record is actually a almost an answer record to an earlier record by the Devotions on the Roulette label called Rip Van Winkle. So those are two records of about... the fiction written by Washington Irving. And that's what I have to say about that. And can I'd like to go back home now because this is way past my bedtime.
Well, there you go. A lot of important information from Dr. Ledesse here. Before The Legend of Sleepy Hollow was Headless Nightmare by the Villagers. Not quite sure what the deal is with that, but obviously, again, just fit well in with the theme of the sets. Before that was The Headhunter by the Goofers, and then starting off the headless set was The Headless Ghost by the Nightmares. You're Lost in Paradise, where there's Truly Angel Baby here at KillerRadio.org. Tuned in to my Halloween Part 2 show with my really, some spooky, some demented, and some just completely silly and whacked out 45s, primarily from the 1950s and 60s. And again, I guess you can tune into my show Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. And if not, you can always just tune into my archived show and just check out the schedule for my updated time slot. I'm kind of all over the place, so I'm not quite all that specific about it. So sorry for all those who try to tune in live. I'm just being shuffled around a little bit this week, but hopefully everything will be sorted out in a couple of days. Let's see. I'm going to kick into my next set. Okay, I've got queued up Night of the Vampire by the Moon Trekkers here at Lost in Paradise.
Dead man's gone, dressed in a top. catch-all game with Frankenstein, but acid in the soup, poison in the wine. Weird things crawl from under the sea, and witches cackled up a storm of fiendish glee. Took the thing from outer space and made it to stroll. The five-fingered beast at the time of his life and threw an atom bomb at Dr. Cyclops' wife.
We had a ooh, hot party. We had a ooh, hot party. Everybody had a screaming bomb. Last night at Dracula Hall.
Clock struck 12. I hollered out,
"Police!"
That's when Jack the Ripper did his party piece. There was a whole lot of shaking till the sun came up. With one more scream, I woke up.
We had ooh, hot party. We had ooh, hot party. Everybody had a screaming ball. Last night at Dracula Hall. Everybody had a screaming ball.
Right, Screaming Ball at Dracula Hall by the DuPonts. Before that was You Can Get Him Frankenstein by the Castle Kings. Before that was Midnight Stroll by the Ravels. And starting off that set was Night of the Vampire by the Moontrekkers. And we got some information by one of my spooky guests.
Oh yes, I must say that that was Screaming Lord Sutter's first appearance on record. It was a Joe Meek production, and I understand that there will be on your show fairly shortly a Joe Meek tribute. Also, I like to mention while I can that You Can Get Him Frankenstein was co-written by Ahmet Ertegun and Phil Spector on the Atlantic record label.
Why, thank you for that information.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Miss Angel Baby.
Yes, this is true. There will be a Joe Meek tribute in the future when Dick Blackburn comes on my show. He was supposed to be a guest DJ sometime early this month, but we're having some trouble with our stream here at Kill Radio, so I opted just to have him come when things were a little more, I guess, stable. If things are ever stable here at killradio.org. But either way, keep an eye out for that in the future. It'll be definitely good stuff. You've tuned into Lost in Paradise here at killradio.org from now on every Tuesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Most of the time, you can listen to me at your leisure by checking out my archive shows uploaded to the killradio.org homepage. Halloween Part 1 is up there now, and hopefully tonight Halloween Part 2 will be up there as well. Although I'm sure tons of people are out there partying and whatnot, but I guess you can just turn on the archive anytime, I guess, you're in front of your computer. But anyways, I'll get back to these really silly records. Let's see, next up I've got a kind of female ghoul or female monster set. It's going to start off with Draculina by Aaron McNeil here at Lost in Paradise.
Every night when the moon
She hypnotized you when she talked. You know about the way she walked. And if you see her anywhere, then you better beware. Yeah, yeah. Dr. Lena, I'm in Missouri. Oh, yeah.
Monster as you. But you're not kind to me. I can tell I don't groove you. I'm not freakish enough for you. You want someone to really make you wig out. But I love you for it. You know what I'm going to do for you? You don't know, do you? I'm going to my laboratory to make you a monster that will make you give up the wooden stakes and the silver bullets. You're so beautiful, my werewolf mama. Now comb your face and get ready. Who are you?
Permit me to introduce myself.
That fink. Well, my monster is almost ready. Now just a little more bird seed for his head, and I'll just sew it up now. Now to pump the life into his veins. I've done it. He's sitting up. He's opening up his eyes. He's going to speak to me. Speak to me, monster!
Wonderful, wonderful. That was Stanley Kowalski singing when you're put off in the well, the man once said, beauty's only skin deep. When I look at you, my skin starts to creep. You're the werewolf, mama, freaky as you can be.
You're such a freak.
Likes to rock to a crazy song. Every night she's awake.
likes to drag in a going mill, play the chicken just for the thrill, till you wind up in a ditch. She is my witch.
I went to see my doctor, asked him what was wrong. He gave me an examination. I was chilled to my bones. She made my blood run cold, sent cold chills all through my soul. Stop. Have icicles hanging from my eyes. I need heat all around the clock. She made my blood run cold, sent cold chills all through my soul. He checked my blood pressure. He found that I had none. Has done. She made my blood run cold, sent cold chills all through my soul. She came to the doctor's office and rubbed him on his head. And before I could give him a warning, he was standing there frozen dead. She made his blood run cold, took all the life right out of his soul.
What a chilly woman. Yeah, that's right. She made my blood run cold. Ike Turner, writer, but who was the actual singer on that, Dr. Nod?
That was Billy Gales, man.
Okay.
It was originally on the Federal label.
Man. Yeah, thanks.
Sure.
Tell me I have a reissue.
Right.
Before that was She's My Witch by Kip Taylor. Before that was My Werewolf Mama by Lenny Bruce.
Yeah.
And what else you got for me there, Dr. Nod?
Lenny Bruce, man. I mean, that record, man, that's in a beautiful red vinyl, man. You could just look at it all day, you know, if you had the under the right influence. But anyway, Lenny, man, he was the heavy. He's goofing on that, you know, that's just some light stuff. But the potty mouth jelly tots that think that they're really down with the humor, they owe it all to Lenny Bruce, who really busted loose like Mother Goose. Yeah. Oh, and I'd like to mention, too, to that record before that Draculina shot you played by Aaron McNeil. Actually, that's a Johnny Otis production, man, and I think he copped a little bit from Poison Ivy by the Coasters on that discory. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, stole a little tune there. Well, anything's possible. Yes, and as Dr. Nod said, starting off that set was Draculina by Aaron McNeil. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at coradio.org. And my spooky guests, I guess, they're kind of all over the place coming in and out of here. Let's see. Next up, I've got queued up I'm the Wolfman by Round Robin here at Lost in Paradise.
Thank you. was a riding hard, they're gone.
They're gone.
Come down,
come down.
At the midnight monster's talk. They're gone.
They're gone.
Come down,
come down.
At the midnight monster's talk. At the midnight monster's talk. At the midnight.
You are all invited to a party. Come along now.
Let's go down to the haunted house. Gonna be a party there tonight. All the zombies who dig cha-cha-cha. 1 o'clock, they're gonna come in sight.
Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha with the zombies. Cha-cha with the zombies. Ever seen a swinging ghost? Cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Wow, those zombies are the most. There's one chick in the zombie tribe. Everybody calls her Nervous Flo. When she's shaking, we all lose our minds. All to see that crazy zombie go.
Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha with the zombies. Cha-cha with the zombies. Have you ever seen a swinging ghost? Cha-cha with the zombies. Cha-cha with the zombies. Wow, those zombies are the most. Comes into view. They'll be crying as they disappear, 'cause they love to cha-cha-cha with you.
Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha with the zombies. Cha-cha with the zombies. Have you ever seen a swinging ghost? Cha-cha with the zombies. Cha-cha with the zombies. Wow, those zombies are the most. Wow, those zombies are the most.
Aren't you glad you came now?
All right. Did anybody cha-cha with any zombies tonight? Well, that was Cha-Cha with the Zombies by the Upperclassmen. Before that was Midnight Monsters Hop by Jack and Jim. Before that was Inner Sanctum by Jim Wolf and the T-Towners. And starting off that set was I'm the Wolfman by Round Robin. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at KillRadio.org with my special spooky guests. Who do I have here?
Igor. Very good, Angel Baby.
You play good rock and roll.
Oh, that's so sweet of you to say, Igor.
In the dungeon, I listen on the little Japanese transistor radio.
Like, you're hardcore.
Hardcore.
Oh, well, yeah.
Hardcore.
Anyways, you're Lost in Paradise with your truly Angel Baby, and I guess my special friend Igor.
I'm Igor, not hardcore. Here at
KillRadio.org. Well, it's getting pretty late in the night, I gotta say. For all those who are still tuned in or at crazy parties or on some kind of sugar hangover, who knows. But I got a couple of sets to finish off the show. Next up is my What Can It Be set. Big question mark. It's going to start off with What Can It Be? Question mark by the Alvins. Is that what I have written down? I can't read my writing. I'm pretty exhausted, I gotta say. Yeah, so What Can It Be? Question mark by the Alvins here at Lost in Paradise.
Goodness gracious, yeah. Oh, holy mackerel now.
What can it be? Papa with me.
I said, what can it be? Following me. Everywhere I go, something I don't know. What can it be?
What can it be?
Goodness gracious, here, yeah. A holy mackerel now.
What can it be about me?
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door, and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful.
I was sitting in my front room, I heard a loud crash. I run to the window to see what was that. Out in the top of my old apple tree, there was one of purple people here looking at me. I jumped in my plane and I took to the cloud. I had to go see what the mess was all about. Oh, this mess my mother did not understand. All these funny looking people from another land. I said, lock all the windows and bolt all the doors. She hollered, oh, oh, oh. He was a wiggling and a grinning and a sniggling at me. I jumped in my plane and I made it back home. The purple people eaters had my baby and gone.
Bo Meets the Monster by Bo Diddley, and another one of my spooky guests has some info on that.
We got the blob in a crate for you. You want me to take him out? We'll take the blob out of this crate for you, lady.
I'm the blob. And this is a set. The place is set with a plane to Alvance. And then the blob, the five blobs are dedicated to John Sills.
Okay, that well, it sounds like we got the blob, but I think the blob's going to be pretty hard to understand.
That's blob.
So we heard Bo Meets the Monster by Bo Diddley. Before that was obviously The Blob by The Five Blobs. And starting off that What Can It Be set, what can all this crazy music be? I don't know, but it was What Can It Be? Question mark by The Alvins. You're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org from now on, every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. And again, I'm sorry for all my folks who tune in live. Just keep an eye on the schedule. Hopefully next week we'll have all this kind of stuff panned out. And for all those who listen to Consigne, they should be back next week, maybe. We're not quite sure what their story is either. But either way, Lost in Paradise will be on Tuesday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., possibly 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. But again, that should all be panned out by next week. What else? And I just got back from the Austin Record Meet, which was pretty killer, but also kind of killer on me because I'm pretty exhausted. Flew in on a really early flight this morning and still doing my late night show. But either way, starting next week will be all my new 45s, and I got some really great stuff out there. So definitely tune in to my next couple of weeks, maybe even couple of months. I got tons of stuff out there, so tune in, see what yours truly acquired out there in Austin, Texas. Let's see what else. Archive so far has been working pretty well, so you can listen to my shows anytime via the archive at killradio.org. And if you have any trouble navigating the archive, you can email me lostinparadise@killradio.org. And again, I threw out there at the beginning of the show that if anybody wanted to get free tickets to this premiere tomorrow night, it's at 7 p.m. It's called Fine Cut. It's a series of student films. It's at the Vista, obviously, in Los Angeles. So if you're in the Los Angeles area, you can email me, lostinparadise@killradio.org. If you'd like to get some free tickets to this, I guess, student event, sounds pretty cool. And Chicken Leather, a Kill Radio DJ, will be there. And I guess that's it. That will end it. I'll end the show with one more set for this Halloween show, but that pretty much ends it for tonight. There's been too many of these wacky records, but if you didn't catch Halloween Part 1, it's up at the Kill Radio Archive. And I guess that's it.
Happy Halloween!
Oh yes, thank you. Is that the Blob?
That's the Blob.
Yes, well, definitely happy Halloween to all those out there and to all those who have tuned in. And again, like I said, tune in next week and I will be back to my, I guess, my regular programming. I'm going to end the show with, what should I end the show with?
That's so
Rockin' in the Graveyard. Record. I'm not sure.
What Rockin' in the Graveyard, Jackie Morningstar.
Okay, I'll end the show with Rockin' in the Graveyard by Jackie Morningstar, and then after that I'll just kick over to the killradio.org archives, and hopefully you'll tune in next week.
Now you've heard of the purple people eater, and they sing of the witch doctor too. I guess these songs have sold a million copies. Well, I got one to sell a million too. Wait a minute, boy, I say. Wait a minute, boy.
party gone on at the mama's house. Everything's going fine until somebody stepped on the mama's foot. Hip track was stuck on the side of bad
doop pop, doop pop,
the side of bad
doop pop.
Chair to start a fight.
Doop pop, doop pop.
Start a fight.
Doop pop, doop pop.
Start a feeling and a feeling and a fussing and a fight all night long. Yeah.
This is Dracula speaking. Bop, mama, the lights on the Yulevan. Get the taste of the blood. Yeah.
Then Dracula said to Frankenstein,
take his place.
Oh, party going on at the mummy's house. Everybody was there. There was a Frankenstein, a woman, and a Dracula. A old lady in a rocking chair to start a fight.
Doop-bop, doop-bop.
Start a fight.
Doop-bop, doop-bop.
Start a feeling and a feeling and a fussing and a fight. All night long.
All night long.
Hey, say there, man. Who you calling a dummy?
Like, really, I'm talking to you, Jim.
Well, you know me, man. Like, later, Jack.
Later? With that bum leg, you can't eat mashed potato.
All right, I just threw one more in there before I leave. That was The Mummy's Ball by The Verdicts. Before that was Rockin' in the Graveyard by Jackie Morningstar. Again, you've been lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at KellRadio.org every Tuesday night, possibly from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., but we'll see what the verdict is on that. And again, tune in next week for all my new 45s that I've acquired from the Austin Record Meet this weekend. So yeah, and again, if you have any trouble navigating the archive, please email me, lostinparadise@killradio.org. Or if you have any requests or if you have any questions about my scheduling, you can just email me and I can always just let you know what the hell is going on here at the Ghetto Fabulous Kill Radio Station. But that's it for me. I'm going to sign off. I'm exhausted. I'm sure everybody's out, probably hungover, drunk or something. So I guess that's it. I'm just going to kick over to the Kill Radio Archives and hopefully you will tune in next week.